Hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey.
What's good, family? It's your boy, Big Sean, doing bigger and better things here on your Real Talk Radio Network. And you're tuned into The Realness. This episode is titled The Realness Virtual Hangout Live. We got the opportunity to sit down with some of the best and the brightest in our community and talk about life. What has life been like since Corona has invaded? This great pandemic has invaded our lives. And so we got to sit down and ask some very pertinent questions, and we wanted to involve you in that conversation. And so we got that here for you tonight. And we're going to talk about several different things that went on. But I'm grateful for you being here. I'm grateful for you tuning in. We're praying that everything is all right with you. The Realness, man, we miss y'all. We love y'all. And so we wanted to do something for you to let you know that we are here with you. We're right in the middle of this with you. And we're hoping that all is well. You dig?
All right, it's just the Light Bright, you know, other half of The Realness. And yeah, this, we're doing our virtual hangout, and we got some great people on here with us, as y'all can see. This is a new little setup for us. So on my end, we have Miss Modern Medusa. So yeah, introduce yourself, let them know what you got going on.
Hey, guys. What's going on, everybody? I'm so happy to be here and around all of these great people. My name is Modern Medusa. I am a poet. I'm an author, a spoken word artist, originally from St. Pete, Florida, and trying to get my way across the Tampa Bay.
All right.
Oh, man, peace and blessings. My name is Brandon Maxwell, but I go by the name of Random. I'm just so thankful for the virtual hangout tonight and the opportunity to be with Light Bright, you know what I'm saying, and Big Sean, man, the family, man. It's awesome to be here with y'all tonight.
Demetrius A. Davis, Schoolboy Davis, lyrically used to be called Demosthenes the Great. I don't know, I'm just a regular dude, and I just didn't know what I was getting into. But I know anytime my boy Sean asked me to do anything, it can't be nothing bad. So I volunteered, because I know if he asked me to do something, I know it wouldn't be leading me into the shadow of death. So I appreciate these people. I appreciate these people these light keepers and light carriers. Miss Light Bright, Miss Modern Medusa, and probably to me, one of the dopest beat makers that I never had a chance to make a track with. Mr. Brandon, I got some spice, Maxwell. Yes. So I just want to give a shout out to y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
Bless you, my brother.
All day.
Yeah, hey, everybody. My name is James Pierce. Like Brother Sean said, happy to join you guys on the Zoom tonight. Sorry I joined late. I just got off work, so I kind of tried to get home so I could join you guys tonight. So appreciate everything.
All right, cool. Welcome.
What up, JP?
What's up, Bishop?
Boy, there you go. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Good. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you, Doc.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to the Lamb. I promise to be as honest as I can. Tell them my testimony on this witness stand. Holy Bible up under my right hand. Left hand in the air. I swear to declare my fair share of trial and error. Yeah. Yeah, it was all a part of God's plan. So because of God's grace, I am what I am. Listen. Glory, hallelujah to the Most High. All praise due. You would do the same if you know what I've been through. Take a look at my life. I gotta be living proof that prayer still works. I used to be a mess. They don't know where I'm from. Let me address. Hey, devil don't like it because I'm fresh. Hey, my jeans is the only thing stretched. Hey, glory to the name. That's why I do it. I'll do it for fame, a fortune, a temporary gain. This ain't about the money, that's a temporary thing. The Lord knows this is bigger than the war shows. This ain't about being on top 10, nah. This ain't about getting paid in accolades, but it's all about what you get when the end comes. My checks bring the glory to the team. Started off in the studio with a dream. I remember sitting in front of computer screens, hours at a time, making beats and rhymes, going over my lines. I was really on my grind, working overtime, waiting on my moment to shine. Man, I put in so much work, but if it never works, I'd still be in the church. Whoa, front row screaming glory to the Lord. Pay the debt that I really couldn't afford. And even if I was rich and my name was in the Forbes, I couldn't afford the fee. I'm just glad he did it for me. I wasn't there when he did it, but I believe it. Gotta be a reason I'm alive and still breathing. If I don't make it to center stage and they never know who I am, glory to the Lamb.
Wow. Ooh. Ooh. That you was something. It.
Before we get into all of this deep content and all of that, one of the things we are wanting to know is, what new projects are you working on? What new projects are you working on? Spill it. Give the realness, the exclusive. What's going on in your life?
I have my fourth book released. I released it on the 27th of April. And this book is titled Tongue Twister, Sensual Sonnets for the Soul. So it's all sonnet poetry, which originated through Shakespeare. And it's all surrounding sensuality, romance, platonic love, as well as self-love. So I'm really excited about it. I actually dedicated it to my grandparents. So I have a portrait of them in there. And then I also have my family throughout the book. I have a portrait of my mom and dad, my brother and his wife, and then my sister and her fiance. So I kind of incorporated all of the love within my family in that book as well. So it's really unique. I love it.
Nice. That's
nice.
Congrats on your new release.
Thank you. So you can actually find all of my books. You can order through my personal website, which is modernmedusapoetry.com. Or if you go on Amazon and you type in Modern Medusa Poetry, all four of my books will pop up.
Nice.
Well, this month is April, right? No, we done, bro. It's May 1st. It's May 1st.
May. Okay, so May is definitely the month that I'm going to be looking forward into really releasing the first project. This week, I actually got a chance to do my first music video ever. So it was like super dope. You know, wow. Really just an awesome thing that me and another brother of mine, goes by the name of Civil Music Movement, put it together. We worked together and, you know, it was awesome. So this month, I'm going to be coming out with the first volume of the mixtape called Not For Sale. So it's called Not For Sale because, you know, years ago, I got into a car accident and the car was basically totaled. And so it's not for sale. And also, salvation is not for sale. You know what I'm saying? So, and then the music itself is all of the music that I had been writing for like years and months and days and just hours of just work. And I can't actually sell it because most of it, pretty much all of it, is sampled music that I produced. You know what I mean? So it's like, all the more reason for it to be not for sale, but it's going to be a free project. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be on SoundCloud. It's going to be on Instagram. It's going to be everywhere. I'm going to be out in the malls if they open. I'm going to be on the beach if it's open, just passing it out because it's going to be something free because I believe that it's something that I believe that people should hear. You know what I mean? So.
That's what's up. Definitely gotta check that out. Alright. The little intro video you had, I was like, man, it made me so hype. Like, I can't wait.
And the little preview. Big Sean is actually gonna be on this first volume. So, you know.
What? Hold up. See how your co-host do you?
She wanted to be perfect. Yeah, she was constantly working on herself and not optimistically speaking. See, she was always critiquing the little things, and crazy enough, it wasn't physical, it was more of a mental thing too. See, she was her own bully, and others couldn't understand fully because from an outsider looking in, you'd feel warmth when she'd grin, and when her body moved around the room, you'd only want to consume her energy, and in her he saw perfection. Giving gifts of compliments, yet feeling like a closed book on a shelf, he knew she'd never love him for she didn't love herself. And first you must. But she just wanted to be perfect. And truth is, she was perfectly fine. Her brown eyes held depth, but you wouldn't want to take steps in her red Louise, the same one she clicked and wished to go back. But those moments on her lifeline track she erased. Spaciously placing herself in blankets of contemplation, but what was she thinking? She was beautiful. The same as when she was born. Things just changed when she learned the meaning of insecure, and it was her, but she only wanted to be perfect, like the metaphors and similes she'd write to ease the pain. Ink fluorescently falling on sheets like the tears placed adjacent against her cheek. It's been told slow feet don't eat, so she's racing towards the finish line of peace. Reflecting pain in each piece of writing, she just wanted to be perfect, almost like the line she would write.
What changes has Corona made to your life so far during the quarantine? Like, what changes have you experienced as a result of Corona?
Well, I'll say for me, not being able to see people that I love, but then I'll say my main thing would be not to be able to socialize and to do events and to network. That's a big thing. I would just put my foot into the poetry, stepping my foot into poetry and doing, like, I did my first show and, so I was networking. So it put a pause on that. And as far as like visiting and seeing people, it was sad because my parents, they missed me and my sister and everything. So they even went a step and came to visit us and wore masks, you know? And it's different. It's like, you can't see your loved ones, but like, when you miss your loved ones, you know, my parents was like, man, we miss y'all, like, at least one day, like, just come over, I'll wear a mask, and it's like, what, you know, like, but to protect ourselves, you know, crazy.
Oh, man, well, I would just say from a work perspective, you know, it's definitely been just crazy. I work at Publix, for those who don't know. The panic shopping has kind of died down, so it's not as crazy. But quarantine, I'll just say for me, just really trying to spend more time in the Word, just spend more time in prayer, seeking the Lord. Obviously, we can't do anything, you know, so just kind of just trying to spend more time in the Word. And I got a bicycle, so just trying to work out. Just stay busy, you know, for the most part, stay busy. Just trying to make best use of the time. You know, Paul told us the days are evil, so it's trying to make best use of the time as much as I can. So that's how I would say so.
Nice.
So a couple things. Funniest thing I told a lady the other day, this is the only time where a black man can walk into a place with a mask and not get arrested.
Yeah.
If you think about it. Like,
that's true,
you know. You know, you really think about it, looking around, I was going to play, you know, because I'm a people watcher, and I was like, man, all these black people in masks, I said, usually, man, it would cause a panic, but white people were waving at them. And it was a great thing. It, you know, one thing that the pandemic has done, it hasn't changed the journey, it only changed the vehicle. Because we still traveling.
It's deep.
But you know, we used to be on the bus, but now we can't sit next to each other, so we on bikes. Mm. We're still on the road. You got to realize that the Bible does not give credence to those who finish the race first, but as long as they finish. So it don't matter. It don't matter. You know how you get there. You just better figure out how to keep moving.
Make sure you get there.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all so right. It's changed some stuff. It's and if you think about it, all the men that were cheating on their wives have no excuse now. Mm-hmm. So why are you going out now? You really can't go. And I think that at the end of the day, the people that God is forcing us to get to know, the people that we should be spending the most time with anyway. Because the reality of it is, we don't spend enough time at home, and people become strangers. And we get to know more people outside, externally, our homes, than we have internally. So this has forced people to go back inward. And we have an inward God. I don't care how external people are. Salvation is what? Inward. And so we try to make it external like the Jews. But obviously, people that are external and performance driven don't operate in faith. Because if it's performance driven, it can't be of faith, because you're looking for something. But with faith, you don't even see it, but you believe it's going to be there. But if the performance ain't there, some people don't even want to deal with you because you're not performance driven. So I think that this pandemic is really an opportunity for us to show that we are the pandemic to the pandemic. Because believers together are more dangerous than the world together. But it's flipped. Satan has convinced us for some reason that we don't have no power. And we believe him because we let little small things divide us.
Right.
And we listen to him. And instead of turning to one another, like tonight, Sean turned to believers, different lifestyle, different walks, different experiences, different gifts. But we all believe in the same God. So you can have diversities and still be the same. You know. And so the reality of it is, when you are reaching out for something, he could have reached out to anybody. He could have reached out to people that had some great, you know, status. But he didn't do that. And so a lot of times we reach to the wrong people. And I think this is a benefit because I've, in the 23 minutes I've been on here, I've learned some stuff. You know, and I think that's good. It gives me encouragement to see different people, different gifts, but we serve the same God. And I think that's great. And I think also it's not camouflaged that we all have different struggles. It doesn't take away our struggles. We must suffer. If we ain't suffering, then we not for Christ. We gotta suffer. Yeah. I think a lot of times we I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna let somebody else say something, but I think it is two things are important that you cannot avoid sin. You can't, because we still in this body. But you can, and you can't avoid suffering. But Jesus can take care of both of them. Mm. Wow. He can eliminate both. But he doesn't eliminate suffering, because if he eliminates suffering, we may turn back to sin. Mm. You understand? Because we're going to think that we done something. So he allows, like Paul said, Paul was so gifted, but Paul could have got too high. Paul also had a little conceit in him, because he talked about the fact that he didn't brag, but he could have. So he had a little conceit. But the reality of it is God kept that suffering piece so that he can realize that he doesn't have the strength he think he has. He still needs the Lord. I think God took away that suffering, that little thing in our lives, the little pandemic in our lives, which really ain't the coronavirus. We got some other pandemics. But the reality, if he eliminates those things, we won't stay on our knees. So that's, you know, that's where I'm at sometimes, because I don't know what to do sometimes. So I stay on my knees.
Crazy enough, like I'm 50-50 with the whole pandemic and, you know, everything that's been going on. Being that I, you know, work full time and I'm out in, you know, the workplace dealing with patients and, you know, discovering cases that we've had at my job itself already. So it's been a little bit of stress in that sense. It's been a little bit slower as well. We're not doing as much work, but I am blessed to still have, you know, some income coming in. And just trying to stay safe and as hygienic as we can at the job. But on the other spectrum, it's really helped me, like, with self-healing and working and creating. You know, when I'm home, I'm able to spend that time and have it. Have, like, two new plants that I started planting. I got a puzzle that I did. I've read, like, two new books. So, you know, that time for me personally, kind of as an extroverted introvert, it works out for me. This June, actually, it would have been 2 years that I've been booked nonstop, you know, with shows every month. So I've still been doing virtual shows, but with me, you know, getting a little bit of that time back to kind of breathe is it's beneficial to me, because, you know, I like to stay busy and, you know, have the different shows and events, but sometimes it can be taxing and overwhelming. And I just didn't want to admit it to myself, honestly. And then this happened and I was like, whew, all right, I could breathe a little bit now. So it's like a 50-50 thing with me, honestly. But I'm just hoping that we move from the stronger and healthier and just mentally at peace and at whole, especially myself. I've just been self-caring and self-loving, and I enjoy it.
That's just
well, for me, I think as far as like working, because, you know, I'm a barber, so, you know, they shut us down and they said that we were non-essential. So, you know, automatically I thought I'm just gonna do mobile. And you know, for the past 3 weeks, I mean, about 3 weeks now since I've gone mobile, I really like have been having this feeling like I might do this full time. You get what I'm saying? And the reason why I say that is because for the longest time, you know, I prayed about God showing me what the next step was for me. And, you know, I can't really speak for everybody else, because I do believe that God is doing something different in everybody's life during this pandemic situation. And, you know, he's doing something different. So, but for me, I've always prayed and I would ask God, like, show me what I'm supposed to do. I'm tired of, you know, working for other people. I'm tired of coming into a building where I'm not really happy. You know, I'm tired of this, that, and the third. I don't get this off. I don't get that off. I still have to pay this. I still have to pay that. And it was like, boom, coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that God has really been showing me his provision of me having to step out on faith. Like, I'm on faith right now. Like, I'm not on my name. I'm not on, like, anything else but faith right now. And I just believe that, you know, God is really, like, taking me through it and showing me how he's able to provide. And I'm doing, like, God is blessing me with more than what I would probably make on certain days out here just going from place to place than I would be in a building where I would have to pay to be there. You get what I'm saying? So for me, I think also with the pandemic, for me, it's like not just with work, but with the music. Like, I've always wanted to have time off to do more of it. I've always wanted to have time off to you know, make more beats and write more songs and get pictures done and, you know, do videos, but I never really had time to do it because I was always working. And when I get off work, I would be tired and I would talk myself out of certain stuff like, well, I'll just do it tomorrow. But here comes tomorrow and I got to do it all over again. You get what I'm saying? So It was like when this happened, I knew that I was going to be doing the things that I prayed for. You get what I'm saying? Like, I knew that I was going to be doing music. So it's like this, you know how they say God can't make you do anything, but I do believe that he will put you in an uncomfortable position that will almost, to me, force you to actually do what he's already told you should have been doing a long time ago. So I think for me, I really think that, you know, that's what's happening right now. So, you know, I'm not complaining. I'm just really like on faith and just really like wanting to really obey him and what he's saying for me to do right now, because believe it or not, the world will look at this moment and they will say, well, what do we do next? How do we go about this? You know, we want something quick to make this go away. But for the believers, this is the time that we should be sowing. This is the time that we should be, you know, praying, seeking his face. We should be, these are the things that we should be doing. Why? Because what you sow is what you reap. And so in times like this, you're supposed to be, this is what he wants us to do. Because when this lifts, we got to be like ready to go, because it's going to happen just like that, you know? So I'm thankful. I'm not complaining. I'm really thankful. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at this whole thing through the eyes of faith. Like, when you have a different perspective, like a faith perspective, like it's totally different from looking at it like how the world sees it, because they don't have faith in the Almighty God that we do. So
what is something that you, a new hobby that you picked up, or what is something that you haven't done in a long time and you just started doing it again during this pandemic, a new hobby? For me, I say I've been attempting to do my hair more often than actually going to get it done and everything. So that's a new project for me. Okay. Yeah. So trying new products and different things. So I think that would be, and reading as well, but mostly this hair project. I mean, I was, as a little girl, always in the salon. So, you know, those things are closed. So I got to learn how to do something for myself. So more hands on to my hair, especially being natural.
Well, I got one thing to say. Think about this. How you going to tell black people, and especially black women, that hair salons ain't essential? You know, I just want to throw that out there. Now, listen, they might say that on TV, but I dare them to knock on Boom Chica's door in the hood and tell her that it's not essential to get her hair done and her nails done. I don't think Donald Trump would make it out the hood. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know, Yes, essential living is a relative term. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's a relative term because to a Muslim, Jesus is not essential, but to us it is. Mm. And to a crackhead, a pipe is essential. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It depends on what that person grasps for first. I just want to, I just want to throw that out. You can't tell these black women that a hair salon is not essential. Yeah. It's essential. Girl. Like right now, I just went out to the car because my phone is about to die, and I had to get my cord because it's what essential. But I probably can't go to a T-Mobile store and get a new one because depending on other people, it may not be essential. So
essential, yeah.
So I just want to throw that out. But I want to say this that I. Have started doing more running. Wow. More running. Yeah, I wake up in the morning, Lord let me, and I do 2.5 miles in the morning. And like when we get off this meeting and I ain't got nothing else to do, I'm gonna go run again. Because mm-hmm. I read my Bible and stuff, but the Bible make you sleepy, the truth of the matter. Matter of fact, because we know if you look at the word long enough, you're going to fall asleep. Because when the disciples were looking at Jesus, what did they do in the garden? They fell asleep, didn't they? So when you look at the word, you're going to get sleepy. So I ain't going to lie. The word don't wake me up. It put me to sleep. So I'll be like, if I'm still energized after the word, I'm like, well, Lord, I ain't got nothing else to do. Ain't but so many scriptures a Negro going to read tonight. So I'll be like. And listen, I don't know about everybody else. I'm be very clairvoyant. I don't have a wife. And so you brothers that got wives, I thank God for you. But I can't make a baby during this pandemic. Not in the word. I can make one. So I gotta find other things. I'm just being very truthful. I gotta find
yes, sir.
I gotta find other stuff to do. You understand what I'm saying?
That's use of the time, my brother.
I'm just telling you. Because, hey, listen, the closest, because when I was in high school, the closest thing I had was my body. I ain't trying to use my body to please my body. So I need to go out. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just, hey, look, we being honest, ain't we?
Absolutely.
We brothers and sisters. So we got to, and I'm struggling right now, because I don't have a WIFE, and I don't want to call a THOT, so I need to go RUN. You know what I'm saying? Just being honest, and in the name of Jesus.
So,
yeah. But I also said that because I like to bring laughter. I think it's good to laugh. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah.
But thank y'all for y'all. I just want to thank for letting me intercede on that. Thank you. And your hair looks nice. Not you, bro. Not you.
Everybody has to move.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Right.
I want to chime in that if you don't mind.
Go ahead, yeah.
Go ahead, Brother Brandon. Or
Brother Brandon. Oh boy. Go ahead, bro. Cut up.
So I'm going to say, I got a beach cruiser, so, I be riding around, and that's been something definitely, that I enjoyed that I picked up so far during the pandemic, Now, when I first got on it, I thought I was like 14, 15, and I ended up driving a little bit too farther than, what I should have drove, because I'm 31 now, and Lord knows it caught to me that night. Well, I was like, oh, Lord, like, I kind of sore from this thing. That did something that's been fun now lately, just to, get back in the routine of riding my bicycle, good cardio, and, even it just gives you an opportunity, like Brandon was talking about earlier, to seek the Lord, even on my bike, like maybe, praying or listening to worship or whatever, meditating on scripture. So that's something that I would like to try to continue to do, Lord, once everything kind of gets back to normal, kind of implement riding my bicycle and just staying busy that way, exercising and stuff.
Good. Yeah.
Give a shout out to Sean, because I'm going to tell you something right now. He doesn't get enough credit. Now, he don't look for all that credit, but as a teacher and as a brother and as a colleague, the stuff he's doing with like the technology at school is like innovative. And so I just want to, because, I'm the type of brother, man, I like to see people that I love get recognition. So, you know, he don't want to do all that. He don't like all that recognition, but the stuff that he's doing, he don't, but whatever, he need to deal with it. And, it's part of what God has given him. And you are a leader, and all of us are leaders in some dynamic, but you know, you've been mistreated in some areas, man. Let's be very honest about that. Professionally, you've been mistreated. You've been mistreated. You haven't been treated as a brother. You haven't been treated good, and you haven't had any malice that I know of towards anybody or sought revenge. And you had the opportunity to do that. And I want to tell you that you don't get enough recognition. So I'm glad that people are recognizing you. And I still think those people are wicked, but it don't matter. God can use those people. If he could use Nebuchadnezzar and the Pharaoh, he definitely can use these evil Pinellas County people. So I would say that I'm proud of you. I'm glad that God has made room, because you were struggling, you know, being a family man and all that stuff with all this stuff going on with your schoolwork. And God, for some reason, has allowed room. Now you can complete that schoolwork. Ain't it amazing? Sense of humor that you can do that. And I'm glad you're able to do that and be innovative. So I want to say that publicly. Anybody out there who had any arrows and bows, and everybody else, even Light Bright and Modern Medusa and James and Brandon, anybody who had an arrow thrown at you, just like Saul threw it at David, don't worry about them people. And I'm going to tell you right now, those people are going to kill and hang themselves. Don't seek revenge on them people. God is going to let your gifts make room for y'all. You ain't got to do nothing to those people. I'm just telling you, you ain't got to put no blemish on their name. God is going to take care of them people, and he going to allow the enemy to take care of the enemy so that your hands can stay clean. I just want to tell y'all that the only way to lose with God is to lose patience. Just stay vigilant. I just want to tell you that. So anything y'all doing, y'all deserve it. And them books, them four books are going to turn to 40 books. That hairstyle going to turn to a salon. that album and them samples gonna clear, because you ain't gonna have to look for people, Brandon. When people hear your music, God gonna send those people to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? James, you ain't gotta worry about being preoccupied about your past. I'm gonna tell you that, brother. You ain't gotta worry about that. Them people that bringing up your past and trying to limit you in leadership positions, don't worry about them people, man. Them people are miserable. Mm-hmm. If the Holy Ghost tell you to do it, man, do it. Mm-hmm. But just do it with wisdom and don't do it by yourself. Because if the Holy Ghost tell you to do it, guess what the Holy Ghost going to do? Send you help. Mm. So I want to tell you that.
Appreciate it.
I just want to tell you that. I wanted to tell y'all that, because y'all are good people from what I know. If you ain't good people, well, that's between you and God. But I think you're good people.
All right. I would say that.
So I just want to tell you that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Spit some bars for y'all. Okay, hey, quarantine got me going crazy, in the house lazy, your grace amazed me, trials won't faze me, driving Miss Daisy, sorry Miss Jackson, lights, camera, action, price of satisfaction, water and bread, died and he bled, on the rugged tree, for sinners like me. He paid my fee, was blind, now I see, in chains now I'm free, his fame we chase, rap about grace, daily seek his face, run in my race, water into wine, yes I'm doing fine, let my light shine, straight like a spine, eat and I dine, daily on the grind, yes I'm blessed, sin I confess, face bad times, pen in my rhymes, talking about mercy, James even though I'm not worthy, grace of peace, hey.
Anybody care to comment on the state reopening, Florida reopening? What do you have to say about that? What do you think about the state reopening and the government reopening?
That's basically how I am with going outside. Not everybody jumps out at once. I'm definitely gonna be cautious, and I've been trying to stay, you know, recently. So, you know, even though the stores are going to be open, mentally, I'm going to tell myself, no, Janae, it's not. Don't go to Ross. Don't go.
For it's real. Hey,
save that money.
I agree 100%.
I must say, for me, I won't be part of the first wave, okay? I won't be a part of the first wave.
Here I go. Straight from the 727, sent from heaven, just to bless you with my presence. There's none like me. There will never be none quite like me. Different breed, growing and showing, new ways that's unfamiliar. Don't have to tell you I'm different from the rest. Just watch the way I'm moving care of myself. It speaks for itself. Light bright. Born in Clearwater, Florida. Raised in High Point. And one of the finest, let's be honest. Never said much, but I was known around town. Cute, light bright, redhead. Never walked around with a frown on my head held down. I'm here for my crown. It's been mine from the beginning. Been sitting back, waiting and watching. The wait is over now. Give me my crown, but like it chicks it down. I'm spitting truth now. Thank y'all. Short and
sweet. How has the quarantine affected your family life, the culture of your family? How has that, the family dynamic, how has it changed that?
It makes you miss them more if they're really doing precautions, you know what I mean? I know that's all we can do, video and stuff like that, but it's not the same first face to face. I mean, that's just me, my thoughts on that, and actually being with the person. But it's like a long distance.
Yeah,
we gotta stay, you know, distant. Like my parents, like I mentioned, like my parents couldn't even do it. My parents was like, whatever. I wear a mask. Like, I want to see my kids, you know? Think about the people that live in different states that usually fly out, but they can't fly. You know what I mean? Like,
you know? Yeah. I haven't seen my mother physically in a month. She's in a nursing home. That's a problem for me. But, you know, God is good. So what I did was I had the nursing home download Duo on her phone. So I could video chat. But it's the funniest thing, because she don't be wanting to hold the phone. So I get like 3 minutes of her and 10 minutes of her blanket. So, you know, she gets tired of holding the phone. She be like, I be like, Ma, you still hear me? Yeah, I'm here. I'm like, well, Ma, lift up the phone. I'm lifting it. And I'm like, no, you're not. And so, you know, you gotta find joy, even if it's a crease in every situation. But it's been hard. Especially when you live with an idiot. Lord help me. But you know, I pray for my stepdad. He's I don't know. I'm just leave it right there. He's an acronym, IDK. So I'm just gonna leave it right there. Just pray for him. Pray for his pray that the Lord change him. Cause I don't want no harm to come to him. I really believe God trying to save him. But it's kind of hard sometimes when you see stuff, the evidence of foolishness, and you praying for clarity. It's hard. So, you know, maybe God is trying to develop something in me. And I'm really not trying to focus on him, but Lord Jesus. And people just do stupid stuff every 10 minutes. You just can't help it. You know, I'm out here. He's out here, but my mother's in a nursing home. And that woman don't deserve that. You feel what I'm saying? She don't deserve that. She raised me and her, my dad. And for her to be suffering like that, it's not good. So, you know, so I'm just praying. I know God is going to deliver. He's going to keep her, and I'm praying that, and I'm just be straight up, and people can say what they want. I'm praying she outlive the niggas who tried to kill her. I'm being honest, because people try to kill you. I'm praying she outlive all of them. I'm just being straight up. So pray for me on that, because maybe that ain't the right prayer, but that's what I'm praying. So help me, Lord.
Help him, Jesus. Help him. Help him right now.
Do it, Lord.
Help him right now.
Yeah, I need that.
Name of Yeshua.
Yo, as I get out my car, yo, I first unbuckle. Was looking at the tight fists of life, I try to unknuckle. Some people hit you, claiming that they suck you, in the sense that everybody to try to buck you. Yo, it's just a lucked up, half of the time, yo, I'm rucked up. No about brothers that come, and just enough, cuz I got a rupture that really capture. And I pray to God that I be caught up in the rapture, cause everybody don't wanna know what comes after. It's an aftermath of confliction, looking at the verbal condition. Some people stop, other people look, and some people listen. I shine on the mic, son, greater than the glisten. Looking at Pete Rock and see her reminiscing. In the same, everybody got another pride. I know about dudes or some to never slide. These dudes got a mudslide that try to coincide, but you really need to go inside. Every time I spit for the writ. I spit for those that's not really equipped. Looking at the device is nice, but I give my life to Christ. It's twice as nice.
What about the culture itself? How has how has COVID-19 changed the hip-hop culture? Has it changed the hip-hop culture at all? What things do you think have come about as a result of this? And do you think that there will be changes to the future of the hip-hop culture as a result of the COVID virus?
I think in some ways now it possibly has. And the reason I say that, just because of obviously artists, you know, they can't do shows, you know, they can't tour or do anything like that. Mm-hmm. But now we're in such a, you know, social media online driven age where a lot of times that artists who are putting out music or videos is driven through, you know, the internet or through Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, different, you know, media outlets or whatever, where I think it, from that perspective, it won't. Basically, COVID-19 won't affect that. But from the perspective of just, you know, doing shows, doing tours, things of that nature, then yes, I would say it has. Like, I know, you know, a brother KB, he's a Christian rapper, and, you know, he right now, you know, isn't like touring or anything, or just, that's just one, but just artists in general, you know. But a lot of times they're just doing their music through the, you know, the means of, like I said, Instagram, stuff like that. So from that perspective, I don't think that, you know, the COVID-19 is affecting the hip hop culture in regards to that. But like I said, with touring, I think that it has, personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree to that too. You're not gonna really see too many people having no concerts right now. But I think it's funny because right now is the time to be, I guess you could say, just be creative, because regardless of what happens, when you write and when you make music and when you write songs or when you write poetry, when you write movies, it all comes from inspiration. Mm-hmm. Some type of inspiration, you know, whether it started with a drop of water or whether it started with a past relationship, it doesn't matter. So this, if you're creative, should only make you be more creative.
That's
you
good.
Get what I'm saying? And so, like, that's why I feel like this could, it definitely has changed the culture. But when you've got thousands of people who all day, every day, all they do is write, and all they do is envision, and all they do is, they're not gonna allow this to stop them from pursuing. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like with this, I mean, it's definitely time to be creative. I mean, I don't know if you guys know. I know you guys heard of the game Fortnite, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So peep this, right? The other day I'm over somebody's house and I'm cutting their hair. And there's a rapper, his name is Travis Scott. Some of you probably heard of him, but you know, I'm pretty sure you've heard of him.
I've seen that.
On Fortnite, he had a live, like, on the game, he had a concert. And it blew my mind because for this man to have access to be on a game, even though it was cartoon and animated, everybody that had the game was watching this concert and was watching him. And guess what? He got paid for that.
It's crazy.
Never even left the house.
What?
You get what I'm saying?
So it's technology. Like that technology.
It's technology, just like Big Sean was saying. You know what I mean? Like, being creative. Like it shouldn't stop. If it didn't stop the world, it shouldn't stop the church. So I feel like with as far as the culture, you know, I don't even think it's gonna do anything to change the culture. Yes, you know. Like 10 times out of 10, you're going to have somebody saying something about COVID-19. Somebody going to slide it in one of their verses, but it's not going to stop these people from doing what they, you know, what they love to do because it's in their heart to do it. You know what I mean? They're going to find a way to do it. Even if we got to have like people are doing now, virtual concerts, you know, I mean, you know, so.
And I think too, just to add to that, man, that's so good because a part of that just shows us, you know, being made in the image of God, you know, just that creative side, like you said, that's not even just coming from, you know, whether you want to say a Christian rapper or a rapper who's Christian, whatever, you know, your view on that is, but just a, you know, as an artist in general, you know, just that creative side shows that, you know, we're all made in the image of God. So, you know, that's dope. Right.
I think that it's not ultimately going to, you know, too much stop anything with the culture. What I do like is a lot of artists, I wouldn't say have been seeming more personable, but they seem more personable. You know, they're making the TikTok videos and they're, you know, with their families doing certain things or actually doing like, it's been a few artists that actually have had like classes that are virtual or like, you know, tips to networking. So it's kind of like them reaching back out and from an outsider looking in saying, hey, we are all, like Brother James said, made in his image and we are all one and all man, regardless of our titles. So I really like that.
Definitely. Yeah.
True.
To touch on that, being creators and being artists or whatever, you're going to find a way to make a way out of no way when you're really passionate about that.
That's good.
So nothing's going to stop. Only you can stop yourself.
Right.
So whatever's been thrown at us, you're going to make a way. Survival. You know what I mean? So, and that love, that passion for what you do in life. So that's my take on it.
Right.
Amen.
Could we all share our socials so we can connect that way as well before we leave? Because not all of us follow each other, and this is like our first time meeting one another, other people, you know.
Instagram, Demetrius Schoolboy 3.
Chance the Rapper. No.
Demetrius Schoolboy 3, and then on Facebook, Demetrius A. Davis. Those are the only two outlets that I have in my email.
Well, go to Random on Facebook. Also, Brandon Maxwell on Facebook, Random on Facebook, and then also on Instagram, Random Beats 24/7. Be on the lookout if I add
a little.
All right.
Hashtag fire.
Let's go.
Facebook, James Pierce, and then Instagram, James Pierce Music.
You can find me on Facebook at Janae Modern Medusa Hardy, on Instagram at Modern Medusa Poetry, but to find everything on my website,
modernmedusapoetry.com. Y'all can find me on Instagram Y'all can find me on Instagram _ light, and that's LIGHT, the letter X, bright, _ That's where y'all can find me. Instagram. Also on YouTube. Just look up You can find me on Light Bright with the LIGHT. And you can look up Here I Go, one of my poems that I've done. And I also have my performance, which was my first performance on there as well.
YouTube. Fire!
Okay. Let's go.
Thank you.
Eyes to the sky as my feet hit the pavement. Ain't bound by the walls, that's enslavement. Rather be where the folk at engagement. So if you're looking for your boy, you can find me in the streets. I just stopped by the church, you can find me in the streets. Out witnessing the perfect arrangement. Can't find the saints nowhere, estrangement. Rather be where the folk at engagement. So if you're looking for your boy, you can find me in the streets. I'm telling them the good news, you can find me in the street. They let me in the streets. Get the same mean, no matter who I meet.
Who I meet?
Standing on my 2 feet. Chill with the hood, still hang with elite. Suit with a tie, Saturday or Sunday. White tee with the chain on Monday. Some people will never understand why. Why I live like every day is one day. That's real life, ain't no faking that. Life only worth where the brother making that. Living subpar, ain't no staking that. Won't, but I won't, so guess what? I'm taking that. But not the way that you thinking. A mess of painting minds, you could call me Abe Lincoln. Can see I got you thinking. Throw a penny in the well and just let it sink in.
One of the things we want to do before we leave today is to just pray. Pray for our nation. Pray for our brother who's in need, who hasn't seen his mother. We want to pray and ask God to move on behalf of the people who are listening to The Realness. We thank God for them, and we want to support them during this time as much as they have supported us during this time. So, Brother Pierce, would you pray for us as we close out?
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, just for just this time that you have allowed us to be able to come together, Lord. Just thank you for just using Brother Sean, Lord, just to lay it on his heart for just to start this up tonight, Father God, and just for us to be able to come together and just to fellowship and just talk about, Lord, just how you're working in each and one of our lives, and just really just how we could seek you through this time, Lord, through this pandemic that we're in. Father God, just pray for my brother Demetrius's mother right now, Lord, that
you would just
bring healing to her, Father God. We know that with you, Father God, all things are possible, Lord. And we know that you can heal her, Lord. So we pray for healing for her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We'll bring her that healing, Father God. And even in the midst of it, Lord, that you would just give brother Demetrius comfort, that you would give him your strength, Lord. We know that you are the God of all comfort, Father God. So I pray that you comfort him, comfort the family. Just give them the strength, Lord, that they need through this time. But we do pray for healing, Lord, that you would touch his mother, Lord, and that you would just be with the family, that you would be with the nurses and the doctors and everyone who has a hand in just everything that is going on, Father God. We just pray that you would guide all of it, Lord. Once again, Lord, we just thank you for this time. Pray, Lord, that you would just help all of us to look to you. Thank you for just the many new hobbies and some of the old hobbies that you have given us. Father God, just whether it's working out or riding or whatever, Lord, you just laid upon us to do. Just pray, Father God, that we would just do that for your praise, for your glory, and for your honor, Lord. And just thank you. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, brothers. Thank you. God. Thank you, sisters.
Yeah. Love you. Good.
You already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey, you already know the deal. Need to hear the truth, wanna know the real. Realness, tell the people how you feel. We don't know it all, we just keeping it real. Like, hey.